Go.
Welcome to the Board Game Snobs Podcast. This is Jerry.
And this is Enrique.
Who is your host?
Yeah, I'm co-host?
No.
No, I'm sub-host.
You're sub-host.
Yeah. So we have host, co-host, and I'm the sub-host. Yeah,
technically, I'm not sub. So, like, since Gabby's doing his thing, we're doing our thing at BGGCon 2022. Which, technically, this is their first day, Wednesday, for which we have a ribbon. Arrived. Darth Riven. And we've done nothing. We showed up, we unloaded, and we took a nap.
Well, we didn't do nothing.
Well, then we went bowling.
Yeah.
That's
we
what
went
you...
bowling with a BGG fan.
He's our fan. He's our fan.
Yeah, our fan.
Sorry. He wasn't even here. He didn't have a ticket. He called and said, I live close by. It's Ryan Maxwell. He said he wanted to come bowling because he knows you're trying to bowl. So we went bowling, which is what you do. You buy a ticket for BGG, get a motel room, drive 3 hours, and then go bowling.
Yes. And I was scared of Ryan. I like meeting Ryan.
Yeah, he was intimidated.
Well, it was just like we had all these suspicions of like he was going to whip us in bowling.
I won twice. I think I won twice. I think he won once. But that's what intimidated you, was his bowling prowess.
And like it's just like the throw. Like it's just nice, straight, strong throw.
It's a very strong throw. He's very athletic.
Yes.
You could tell he wore shorts while we were bowling. And his powerful calves were very... Did you notice?
Yes. He's
very athletic.
Powerful.
He looks like... He's very friendly. He looks like a... He kind of reminds me like of an American Greg Davies. He's a very tall and jolly. I won't say jolly. Would you describe him as jolly?
I guess he would be described as jolly.
And let's see, we bowled, and then we went to Whataburger. But before that, we ate at Five Guys for lunch, which took a long time because I've never ate at Five Guys. They cooked the meat there, and there were potatoes in the lobby, which was kind of weird. They had bags of potatoes. Did you notice the bags of potatoes?
Did they have bags of potatoes?
And there was a sign.
I didn't realize that.
That said, your potatoes are provided by this place.
I know they made my fries from said potatoes, they were excellent.
They were excellent fries. So then we went with Ryan to Whataburger because likes Whataburger.
I shouldn't have been surprised that he was a big Whataburger fan.
Does he look like a Whataburger fan?
No, it's Dallas. You just see Whataburgers everywhere in Texas.
Turn your mic a little bit. I'm going to be like Gabby. Gabby always says, you got to turn your mic. You turn the... There you go.
Yeah.
Because we need to hear your voice. I had never ate at Whataburger. I ate there, and I think that it's slightly superior to Five Guys. I think it's superior in not only the choices, but the speed. I don't think the burgers are better. I think
really.
I think the Five Guys burger is a little better, maybe, but I don't know. It's just kind of it's hard to describe. It's like they've got them beat with the burgers, but Whataburger has the experience of an old timey.
Well, because Whataburger is more like a fast food place,
correct,
isn't it?
And
well,
Five Guys is not fast.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider them a fast food place. They're more like we take
like
care
a
of
diner.
They are a diner. That's what they
That's
are.
That's what they are. It's a diner. So okay. So we ate there. You drank a Pabst Blue Ribbon, so you were tired, and you rested again at the motel. And then I went. And
I almost got you arrested by drinking.
Well, no, you did not realize that you cannot have an open container in a vehicle.
I'm sorry that I know the rule.
You got in my truck.
I completely
and we're drinking. Had an open container, and I had to kick you out. And say, what are you doing? And explain to you the law. And you're like, oh, I didn't realize I can't. I said, no, you can't just walk around.
Is it just?
It's against the law.
Everywhere.
Yes. You can't drink in public.
You can't drink in public?
Yeah, you can't be outside ambling around, and you cannot be in a moving vehicle. I can't believe you don't know the driving laws.
I knew the driving, but just in public in general?
Mm-mm, can't. It's against the law.
That's good to know.
Well, I'm trying to educate you. And then we came back to the motel, and I was selling several games and sold a game to, was it Jason? Is his last name Bates? Jason?
Jason, I think it was Jason. I'm not sure about
But he was the designer of a Kickstarter. He says he's been working on it for 6 years. He's got to talking about his game. He wanted us to play it, and we did, and he was super excited. And it's one of those massive games with too many minis and very colorful and parts, and he was just really excited. I'm like, oh.
Like, I thought it was going to be like some complicated game.
What did we get into? And I was like, oh no, it's going to be like 5 hours. And it wasn't.
It was about like what, two?
Two. And it was really, it was, no, it's, I keep calling it cosmic. It's seismic.
Yeah, seismic.
With a Y. C-Y-S-M-I-C.
Yeah, C-Y-S-I. It's something weird like that.
And you could tell he really was proud of this.
Oh yeah, he had like.
He's very proud.
He was all just like I've been working on this game for 6 years. It's my baby. I love it.
That's what
it's just.
What people look like when they have passion.
Which I don't.
You don't. You and Gabi have very little passion, and so it must throw you off to see somebody.
Yeah, it kind of frightened me just a little bit.
But he's very passionate.
It was a very good game. Well,
I enjoyed it. Are you doing like Gabi says? You're hedging everything by saying, in my opinion. No, it's not your opinion. Everything, if you state it, then obviously it's your opinion. If you say it's a fact, like I say things are fact, which sometimes they are not, then that's different.
Okay.
But you're saying that you really liked it. Scale of 1 to 10.
And seeing that it is a unfinished product,
correct,
right now, I won't rate it at this moment.
Well, I will. I thought it, even though this is not the final design, basically in this game it has a very like Concordia type aspect. You have 10 cards, you play those cards, you do the action on the cards, but you have to burn a card to play it. And a round is like just 5 cards, obviously. And all you're doing is moving troops or your little diplomacy people around to, you know, take over cities on this huge map that are tiles. And underneath the tiles is lava. So the board is actually lava because the planet is falling apart.
Yeah, because we're just like...
And you're blowing it up. It's because you're trying to build a spaceship to get off the planet, and everybody's trying to do that all at once. And things are happening, and it's very in-your-face commit kind of combat. Like you can just get everywhere on a map and hurt somebody quickly.
Yes, like the map itself can...
Yes, it's designed to be orbital, like it's around. You just go from one side to the other, just wrap around. And it's just dice combat and cards. Very, very cosmic encounter with some of those cards where you're just playing cards.
I felt like it was a lot more aggressive than cosmic.
It is. And asymmetrical powers, like 18 different.
And it's funny because you don't like powers.
I don't like powers.
But I like these powers because they feel slightly balanced.
I like
almost.
It because he took pictures of people who had helped him play test the game. And his friends, and this gave him weird names and some backstory, and they all had these weird powers. It sort of kind of made that broke the game a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And at the end, where you're trying to actually build this humongous mini, this mini that breaks apart into like 6 pieces, you're trying to piece together this rocket. When you leave, you have to have all your troops on there, or you have to roll a dice to see if you lack enough humanity to leave them behind, which is hilarious.
It's like, I roll a 5. All right, leave those guys behind. Goodbye.
And it really gave me a cosmic encounter vibe where it was more. You called it a party game, and I was like, it's not a party game.
It's not a party game.
But it was
There's
more.
No way.
But it's fun though. It's
yeah,
like
very
you're,
fun.
You're not. I wasn't taking it too serious. It was telling a story. We were laughing the whole time. It was just. It was a weird experience.
Yeah, because you always went with combat. You always went after people.
I enjoy. The violence.
Just enjoy violence.
I wake up every day and embrace passion with a touch of violence.
Oh, God.
That is me.
I think it's the other way.
It's people like me who shape the world.
All right.
That's just saying. But I'll look forward to seeing it in April, I think he said. He's going to put in a Kickstarter. It's going to probably cost like $500, $300 or something.
No,
it's going to
be
insane.
At least 200.
I don't know what he's going to...
It's going to be at least 200.
It's got too many minis. But you know what? People buy that stuff.
I would buy it.
I know, but you don't... You're cheap.
Yeah,
you
I am
money.
Cheap.
You are very cheap.
That's from my father, though.
But no, you used to make it rain all the time. When you were younger, you used to walk around buying $50 hats.
But here's the thing. That was when
$50 fedoras. Yes. And then all of a sudden, like now, you're like pinching pennies.
Eh.
pinching pennies.
Yeah, but like we
it's pretty bad when the economy has even gotten to Enrique.
It says
inflation.
Hey man, like I only work with my father, so therefore I just have to be able to conserve.
You have literally zero bills, right?
Yes.
So, so you are a net gain every time you move. You basically are making money.
Yes.
So, trying. That's right.
It's just
fat stacks, as the kids would say.
Like during the COVID, I had to make sure I didn't buy anything of anything because it was just everything just went up.
Right.
Up.
That's how that goes.
Like, okay.
Imagine having children.
Then my father is going to be out of business for like a year at least.
And a house.
And it's just I had to make sure that they were
paying. You tightened your belt.
Yes.
You tightened your belt.
Yes.
And did you, okay. But you just saved money.
But I save money in general, yes.
Yes. But you're saving, the COVID is over, is what I hear.
Yes.
It's still around, but well, people around, act like it's over.
It's basically dead.
So you should use that money to buy stuff.
Perhaps.
I have ideas how you could spend your money. Anyway.
I know you're going to spend money.
I got plans. I got investments ideas, I think. I got ideas. What are your ideas?
My ideas?
Uh-huh.
I don't have any ideas.
But you have ideas somewhere.
Somewhere, but not here.
If you were going to start a business, what would it be?
What would it be? It'd probably be like those gaming cafes.
Those make no money.
Maybe.
They go broke.
Perhaps.
Only hipsters go there.
Maybe.
No, they do.
Yeah, you're right.
Nobody goes there. Yeah, that's not
necessary. That's the only
thing. What would you serve at your cafe?
Who knows?
Cheese?
Probably.
Fancy cheeses.
No, it'd be just a bunch of Dr. Peppers and you know.
Dr. Pepper at a cafe is cheese. That does not pair well. Spicy barbecue water root beer.
No, it's fine. Tastes nice. They'll be fine. It's not like they're going to die.
So the first day of BGG has been rather uneventful, except the bowling, the meeting of Ryan Maxwell, who is now a dear friend. We have shared water. I'm going to come. We'll go out on a limb and say that we shared Whataburger, and I feel like I talked a lot at Whataburger.
Well, hey, you had to at least do the talking because you know I'm just horrific at it.
You are.
Like I can't have a normal conversation with anyone that I've met, just like Gabi.
Yeah, just like Gabi. Which is why our banter section will be stunted this episode. Because we literally did nothing today board game related besides a Kickstarter that we really can't.
Yes.
Yeah, so. I don't even know if Jason would want us talking about it. Can we talk? I don't know. We may have to cut all this.
We'll have Gabi decide.
We don't care. We'll just leave it in. Jason, he needs the publicity. He needs the publicity. Maybe we'll blow him up when he gets it on Kickstarter.
Yes.
And if we do it nice, maybe we'll get our name in the rule book like we were playtesters. Or your likeness. We should send him a picture and your likeness.
I helped that man put that game away, too.
Yes, you did. Took you like 45 minutes.
Yes. So hopefully that will, if he will remember
us. He will remember that.
Hopefully he remembers
us. I can guarantee you he will remember you.
Because if I can get that game free, it'll be so
He ain't going to send you that game. He ain't going to send you that game. That thing cost like $400 by the time he used those minis.
Hey,
that mini was literally a foot tall.
Yeah, but hey, I can at least hope.
He ain't going to send you nothing.
I can hope.
He don't even remember who you are. He put your name in back. Enrique played this game.
You don't have to say that.
That's all it says. Anyway, so BGG, we're very excited. Thursday, we're going to get up and do something. We got stuff to play, things to do. Be very interesting. Yes. Friday, we got the poker tournament.
and
Battling Tops.
Yes, and then Saturday we have our
Mega Game.
I heard that was
the Dallas fun Mega Game
from
people.
A bunch of people.
It's very fun. It's called Den of Wolves
because apparently they played it last.
Somebody did, and that's why I signed us up, because we need to do that. We need to get out and play more Mega Games. Be people. We're
so we'll see how Ryan that goes.
Celebrities
Saturday. That'll be one of our bigger events.
That'll be a huge event for us. It's one of those things I wouldn't do normally if Gobby was with us, because Gobby would not enjoy a Mega Game, I don't think.
Really?
There's a lot of interaction with people.
That's, yeah, okay, I see.
And I know, I could, yeah, so it would be something he would hate, and it's like 7 hours long.
And then we'll have, is the poker tournament?
That's Friday night.
Friday night. So we'll see how well
and
we do
on that. Battling Tops, which is awesome. If you don't know what Battling Tops is, you'll have to wait. We'll tell you about it when we get back. Anyways, this is going to be a rather short episode because we're probably going to release a bunch of these just all at once.
Yes.
Because that's the way this should be.
As always.
So I am, this is Jerry. I got to sign this off. I say, this is Jerry. And then you say,
This is.